Yesterday. Okay. Let's begin. We left off on the bottom of Samach Yom Omer Aleph. The Gemara made a drasha on the bottom from the word Al Kol Aveda. Remember correctly, we really said the drasha was from where? Not from the word Kol, because Kol is really from what? From Yom Tov Shlomo said. Kol is really needed for the what? Ribui Miru Ribui. The real word is from the word what? The drush from the word what? Aveda. Excellent. So it says the Feirish, it says, Al Kol Aveda, L'Kharibhiya Baraba, Damrafiya Baraba, Rabyechana, Toyin Tainas, Gana, the Aveda, Mishalim Tashlume Kepo Shinemar, Al Kol Aveda Shayomar. Says that the Feirish, that Kol Aveda is telling you if someone comes, you're a Shomer Aveda, you found a lost object, you pick it up. And obviously the owner of the Aveda must have heard that this fellow found it. He says, you know, give me my object. He says, I'm sorry, I did find it, but it was stolen. He's caught lying on his oath. What's the din, Avi? You pay kefil. Shenemar al kol aveda shayomar, right? Even al kol aveda, you pay a kefil. Very interesting din. He's got kefil. Halacha l'maaseh. According to this halacha, right, Eitan? Where's Eitan? Sky of Kefil. Eitan, where's Eitan? Right here, Sky of Kefil, right? It says you're in your Sky of Kefil, right? We had a machloikis about that, right? But at least according to Yechanan, you're Sky of Kefil. Okay? Fine. Now, I want to ask a question, and that is the following. What is the status of a Shomer Aveda? We know the Arba Shomer. We've discussed the Shomer Shim, Shomer Sofer. A soldier, a renter, right? A renter is a machlokes Rebbe reviewed in the Mishnah Bava Tzidda Pei. Whether a soldier is like a what? Shomer Chinam or Shomer Sofer. We pass him like what? That a soldier is like a Shomer Sofer, correct? And the last one is who? A Shoyim. There are Arba Shomerim, of course, we know that. What is the status of a Shomer Aveda? What is the status of a Shomer Aveda regarding liability, level of liability? Turn quickly to Nun Bava Mitbeis. Okay? Turn quickly to Nun Bava Mitbeis. Gemara points out the following. Itmar. Very important, okay? Because this Shomer Aveda was not appointed as a guardsman, but he found the lost object, he had the level of liability. What's that level of liability? Says the Gemara by the two dots, Itmar, Shomer Aveda, Rab Amar Kishomer Chinam Domi, Rav Yosef Amar Kishomer Sachar Domi. Rabba says he's a Shomer Chinam, Rav Yosef says he's a Shomer Sachar. Now, if I'd asked you, who would you have held like? No. Like Robin, not being paid, no. You don't have look on. Okay, why would we say this? So the Gemara says, Rabbar Kishomer Chinam Domi, my Hana Kamatile. It's not getting paid. The Shomer Aveda, right, Yaakov? Rav Yosef Omer Kishomer Sachar Domi, Bahi Hana, the little boy, Lenissa Lerifta, Lani Havi Kishomer Sachar. What does that mean? If I find a rug, I have to make sure I'm taking care of the rug, right? I spread it out, make sure that I'm dealing with that. That's a mitzvah, taking care of someone's lost object. Let's say during that time an oni walks by. Do I have to give him charity? Stalker, no. Osik the mitzvah, put the mitzvah. So that money that I'm saving, but I don't have to give that oni stalker as if I got a salary. That makes me as if I'm a what? I'm a shomer stalker, okay? That's what the Gemara says. One svar. Ike, look at side. Ike the mefarshi hachi. Other lashon. Rav Yosef Amar Kishomer Sachar Dami came to Rachmanes Shabdi Bal Korcha Kishomer Sachar Dami. What's the other lashon? Please get it down. Since the Torah mandates against his will that he has to be shomer this object, then he's like a what? It's like he's a shomer sachar. The Torah giving him a job, and therefore since the Torah is giving him a job, he has this what? He has the chiyuv against his will, and that makes him a shomer sachar domi. So if anyone ever asks you, what is the level of liability of a shomer aveda, machlokes Rabba Rav Yosef Bava Kama to involve in the base, Poshim Shad is like Rabba, you're not paid. The Gemara gives two sparrings for Rav Yosef. Either you'll save money by having to pay the unik stalker, or, what's number two? or the Torah forces him against his will that he has liability, and he must what? He must what? Pay for that. In other words, not pay for it, but at least he's given an elevated level of liability. The Torah what? The Torah taps on him. So the Gemara clearly has 2 days. Take a quick look on Nun Zion now, Amid Aleph. What does the Gemara say here on Nun Zion, Amid Aleph? Where I gave you, it says what? Amale Abaye. It's about 8 lines up from the bottom. Take a look. Nun Zion, Amid Aleph. Amar Abaye, L'Rav Yosef, Atlo Tisbara. Don't you hold? Shomer Avede Kishomer Chinim Dami. You should hold it to Shomer Chinim, Rav Yosef. Why do you hold it to Shomer Sacher? Amar Rav Chia Bar Abba. Amar Rav Yochanan, it looks familiar. I told you, Tanis Gadab Avede Mishalas, Ashlume Kepo. Aye. He's a Shomer Avede and he's caught lying. He's what? He says it was lost. I said it was. He said it what? He said it was stolen, and he's caught lying on that. He's chayv kefil. These talking that shomer sucker have. If you say he's a shomer sucker, I'm not mishalat shlume kefil. Karna boy shlume. What's the kasha? If you're right, Rav Yosef, that a shomer avein is a what? Is a shomer sucker? Then why are you chayv kefil if you're caught lying in a row? What's the famous principle we always assume? That Toy Time is kind of as high as capable, because why? If he wasn't caught, he would have exempted himself completely. Not just from just capable, but also what? Karen! So you completely get off the hook with your spoon. Then you're caught lying, you're nailed with the capable. But if you're high with the Karen anyway, then if you're caught lying in your own pocket, you have a capable. Doesn't fit the regular rules and regulations, right? The whole point of Toy Time is kind. Toy Time is kind of big. Of being high as capable, you were caught lying on your oath. When you were completely off the hook. You follow me? With your oath, you got completely off the hook. You're caught lying at Chayav Kepel. Here, if you hold a Shomer Avedis, Chayav what?
Karen.
Like a Shomer Sucker, then if he claims Geneva, he's what? Is a Shomer Sucker Chayav Geneva?
Yeah.
Of course he is. So he says, why on earth, what, would you be Chayav? Kepel. So what's Gemara's answer? Get that down. What's Toin Tadis Listin Mizuyin? Armed robbers. So the Gemara says, Armel Mistim is being Gazlanu. Isn't an armed robber a Gazlan? We're trying to plug it in as being Gneva. Armel Shiny Armel Mistim is being came in the mid from Yinche Ganapu. Since an armed robber hides himself, does covert operations, what is he labeled? As a Ganap. It's a Gneva Bonus. Oh, it's a Gneva Bonus. So please get this. According to Rav Yosef, who we paskin like, please get it down. Machlek is robber of Yosef. Normally we paskin like Rabba. This is one of the exceptions. We paskin a Shomer Aveda is like a Shomer Sucker. We paskin like Rav Yosef. So according to Rav Yosef, that he's a Shomer Sucker. How do you deal with the din in our Gemara? That Toin Tainus what? Gana Baveda. Yaakov is Chayav Kepel. But he's Chayav Karen. If you hold like Rav Yosef. What's the answer? What are we talking about? We're talking about Listin what? We're talking about Listin Mizuyin. He claimed it as Nigdava Baonis. Through an armed robber. So if he claimed it was listed in the Zoom, it was nicknamed a bonus, are you chayav to pay for that? If you're a Shomer Sucker? Is a Shomer Sucker chayav to own Sinyako? No! That's what his claim was. In our Gemara, when it says, Tony Tainis Gana, Ba'aveda, it means what? You made the claim that it was what? Is really stolen, Ba'onis. Underline that word onus 10 times. It's really what? It's really an onus. That would have gotten him off the hook completely when he's caught. Well, I know that, Jason. He's taka chayav what? He's taka chayav kefil. Okay? He's taka chayav kefil. And the Meiri says this on our daf explicitly. Please get this. We're talking about Toin Tanis Listin Mizuyin. That would pop you. In order to be chayav kefil on Toin Tanis Gadav Eliezer, what do you must do? Eliezer, you get off the hook completely. If you're going to be chayav and Karen, there is no way you're chayav kefil. That's what our Gemara says in Zion of Manal. And that's the touch of our Gemara. Go back to our Gemara now on some accumulative days. This claim of Rav Abba, Chia Bar Abba, Shem Rav Yochanan. Toin Tanis Gadav Aveda, please get it. The Toin Tanis Gadav is what, Jeremy? Is what? Is onus, listed Mizuyin, and its covert operations. And therefore, if you're caught lying in that, you can hide it. This is very critical for the Hesper of our Gemara. You must put together the Zion of an Aleph with our Gemara as well, and involve them in this. Okay? You got that, Clore? Okay. That's what you must explain. Now, very briefly, I want to just discuss, very briefly, because I want you to get it. Shechter spoke about this in the Chabura last week, in the first Chabura in the Koyla, but I want to mention it, as long as we touched upon it now, on the Bavli base. There are two types of tashlumin that a person must pay in halacha. One of them, and there are many differences between the two, the first category is called Chiyuvei Torah, which is a Torah-mandated payment. Meaning the Torah mandates you did something wrong, you must pay. Like you're mazik someone. The Torah says you got to pay. Tin Yaben, you have a firstborn son, you must pay the coin 5 slug. A korban is considered to be Chiyuvei Torah. You have to pay a certain amount of money. Okay? Tosfos points it out in Kedushin. What's the concept? What's that phrase called? Can anyone remind me? What that phrase in the Gemara is called? Milva, Ksuva, the Torah. A Milva, Ksuva, Torah means a Torah mandated chiyuv. Okay? That's found in the Gemara, in Kedushin, many places. Two places in Kedushin. A Milva, Ksuva, the Torah. Tosfos, in fact, in Yud Gimel and Beis, in Kedushin, says Karbonus, Bidnaben, Erekin, Ezekin. All those things are Torah mandated chiyuv that you must pay. Okay? That's one category. You got the examples of Ezekiel, Erekin, you promise your value, right, Karbonus, right, in Ezekiel, Erekin, Karbonus, what do we miss? Pidnaben, we mentioned that as well. Okay? Meaning you never would have thought about those on your own. But it says you do so. You have a firstborn son, you damage someone, you have a Chayv of Korban, Erekin, a Chayv of Pen. That's Chiyuvei Torah. Then there's something called a Chayv of Midas, where you ascribe yourself out of your own volition. Meaning, I borrow money from Avi. I borrow money from David. That's his chayvus midas. That's not a Torah mandate to you. I promise that when I borrow money, I'll pay it back. These are two distinct tracks. Very critical. Okay? What would be an example of that? Obviously, halvah. Halvah is an example of this. His chayvus midas. We have two different examples. Oh. So I want to just list a few dafkemis. Okay, between the two. And I want to mention the following. Okay? For example, we find the consequence of Shibuta the Arisa. Tosfos writes that Shibuta the Arisa, the concept of Shibuta the Arisa, that there's a concept of mortgages on your property, we only find Chiyuvei Torah. That's a possibility, Tosfos says, according to one possibility. Could be that Shibuta the Arisa is only on Chiyuvei Torah, not on Chayvus Midas. Okay, that's one nafkamina. Okay, in other words, mortgages. If I lend money to, let's say, David for $1,000, David, it can't pay me back. I get up to $1,000 of his property. That principle of Shibuta the Arisa maybe only applies on Chiyuvei Torah. Okay, Shibuta the Arisa only applies maybe by Shibuta Torah. Okay, nurse. Again, what Shibuta the Arisa means is the power that I have to take David's property up to $1,000. That only applies by what Chiyuvei Torah. Let's say by Ezekiel. He damaged me $1,000. He has got no cash. Can't say tough luck. I go to his car. Take his car. It's worth $1,000 and take that. That principle only exists, pashtus, on Chiyuvei Torah. Does not exist by Chayvus Midas. That might be the Rabbanan concept. Okay? That might be in the Rabbanan concept. But on a Yeraisa level, we're talking on a Yeraisa level, Shibuta the Arisa applies by Chiyuvei Torah. I'll give you another example. The requirement to have smuchim. You need to have dayanim that have smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu on down. You only have that by what? A Torah mandated view. He's chayvus midas that yotos is enough. Okay? And yotos. Regular dayanim is enough. And yotos is fine. Not a problem. You don't have to have shloshes. It's not a high level of chiyuv. You obligated it on yourself. And yotos is enough. And yotos. Okay? We got to get another pen. Okay? And yotos. Not now, for tomorrow. Okay? Thank you. Change your right now. Okay? And yotos are enough. Number one is aim shy at dimzit. Let me just write aim shy at dimzit. It's not shy at to say shibuta the Arisa. By chayvus midas. As you said, Zevi, because it's not what? It's not a Torah mandated chiyuv. You can't talk about the power. It might be the Rabbanan, might be, not the Arisa. I'll give you another distinction. Let's get this. Let's say a cotton. Let's say a cotton throws a football, breaks my what? He's getting ready for the football season. He breaks my what window? Okay? So is he mechuyev to pay? What's the din? He's not mechuyev to pay when he's a cotton. Cotton shehizik is completely putt. This is not cotton shehizik is completely putt. Okay? A cotton shehizik, not good at all. A cotton shehizik, what's the halacha? A cotton shehizik, what's the din? Does he have to pay me? No, not at all. What happens if a cotton borrows money from me? What's the din? What's the halacha if a cotton borrows money from me? Rambam writes, the favorite pair of chavah, please get it. Halacha yud, hilchos ma'avul loiva. The cotton borrows money from me, he's got to pay me. Because it's a self-imposed chiyuv. Only a cotton shehizik is chayav. Cotton shalava, what's the din? Just keep that so I won't confuse, okay? What's cotton shalava? A cotton shalava has to pay. A cotton shalava has to pay. Because he imposed this himself on what? On himself. A cotton shalava must pay. Do you see the difference between a Torah mandated chiyuv and a what? And a self-imposed chiyuv, okay? See this clearly? I'll give you one more example. One more napkin. I want you to get them off. Number four. Number four is Shpachos Mishava Pruta. Let's say someone damaged me, got less than a Shava Pruta. Shpachos Mishava Pruta. Get it down. Can I take him to a Din Torah if he refuses to pay? No. Anything less than Shava Pruta in Din moments is a zero. What about when it comes to what? A guy borrows less than a Shava Pruta. Must he pay me? You better believe he must pay me. Pachos Mishava Pruta. Pachos Mishava Pruta. Better believe he must pay. Without a doubt, he has to pay. So you see, there's Stephen, you got this? There's a fundamental distinction between a Torah mandated to you and a self-imposed to you. Okay? And the reason why I bring this up now is, why do we say that a Shomer Aveda, according to Rav Yosef, is a Shomer Sakha like we Paskin? Daniel, what was the second Lashon? First lashon was that he doesn't have to pay the onion. What was the second lashon in Bava and Beis? The Torah proves it on. Is that more mashmal like a Torah mandated chiyuv or a what? Yischaivus midas. What'd you say? Excellent. So get that down. It's clear from that second lashon of the Gemara that the Gemara's black on white saying that a shomer aveda's responsibility is Torah mandated. You got it? Without a doubt. Because that's very important to know. Because Rav Schechter pointed out to us very beautifully, the Arba Shomrim is questionable. The Arba Shomrim, Shomer Chinim, Shomer Sachar, Socher, and what else? Shoa are questionable. Does the Chiyuv of the Arba Shomrim fall under this category, Chiyuv Torah, or does it fall under Yischaivus Midas? So if you look in the Gemara in Bava Metzia on Sadi Dawud Amarau, get it down. The Mishnah writes, Shomer Chinim can be Masna Alav the Yoshi Shomer Sacher. A Shomer Chinim could obligate himself to be like a Shomer Sacher. He could create his own configuration, Moshe. Now the Shomer Sacher, a Shomer Chinim is normally what? Kaiv only in what? In Chia. But he wants, let's say you have a friend who wants to do you a favor. So you make him a Shomer Chinim. He says, you know what? You can help me out a lot. I want to do you a favor. I want to elevate my liabilities. I want to be a Shomer Chinim, but I want to elevate myself to be liable like a what? Shomer Sacher. Get it down. Shomer Chinim, Masna Alav. Masna means a tenai. Masna Alav. Lios. Kishomer what? Kishomer Sacher. So, whenever you have a Stam Mishnah Shas, who is that? Which Tana? Reb Meir. Excellent. There's a famous Machlokes. You got to get this to Reb Meir and Yehuda. You make a tenai on Masher Kosev the Torah. What do we normally say? Can you make a tenai against the Torah, yes or no? No, tenai batal. Umaisa kayin. The tenai is batal. What happens if you make a tenai in financial matters? Financial areas. What's the din? A tenai must have cost the Torah by a double shiur of a moment. A guy wants to makadosh a woman that there's no shiur of tzus falling. He wants no responsibilities. Just wants to get married. Doesn't want to support her, give her mizonos, nothing. Own also what the dini moments as well. Own is the conjugal right application of a husband versus wife. That also might be dini moments because it might be tsar. He doesn't do it, he's hurting her. The Ritva writes in Bava Metzia. You follow me? So is that a good kedushin or not? Rav Yehuda says the Tanai Masha Kosev B'Torah B'Davar Shem Amamon, what? Tanai Kayin. Excellent. Get it down. Rav Yehuda holds Tanai Kayin. What does the mayor say? Nothing. The Tanai goes up in smoke. It's against the third. So the Mishnah writes in Bava Metzia, Sadi Dalit, or if it's Sadi Gimel the base, it says Masta Allah of the Yosef Shomer Sukkah, that works. Shomer Chinam can make it tonight to be like a Shomer Sukkah. And the Gemara is on Sadi Dawud of Raul. Shomer Chinam Masta Allah of the Yosef Shomer Sukkah. The Gemara says, who's the Tad of the Mishnah? Amen. The Gemara starts us off saying, it's for sure Rabbi Yehuda, right? Damar Shem Amamon, tonight what? You follow me? Nachamon. Masta Allah of Shomer Chinam, Masta Allah of the Yosef Shomer Sukkah. This tonight is good, right, tonight? Why? Because it's definitely Rabbi Yehuda. Then the Gemara says, David, that the Tana of the Mishnah could also be who? Rav Meir. How? I thought any Tanai gets the turn that Tanai is what? Tanai is what? Bottle. What's the Gemara's answer? The Mi'ikara lo shive nafshe. Get that Russian down. Mi'ikara lo shive nafshe. What does that mean? He did not obligate himself in this manner from the very outset. He can create his own configuration, this Shomer Chinam. He wants to be like a Shomer Sukkah, fine, good enough. Good enough, it's fine. He can make his own configuration, not a problem. So this Mishnah can even go like who? Rev Meir. So it's a Stam Mishnah as well. So you want to make it as go as Rev Meir as best as you can. And the Gemara says you can. Because why not? It's pubic shmirut. Why can he not configure it the way he wants to configure it? Okay? Jesse, what does that line in the Gemara seem to tell you? What does that reflect? That the Chiyuvei Shmira are what? Are Chiyuvei Torah mandated Chiyuvim, or are they what? Self-imposed. What would you say the indication of that Gemara seems to be? No. Because it says he originally did not what? Meshavit himself. So what does that indicate to you? That it's Yischavus Midas. And he can configure it the way he wants to. So that Gemara, get it down above Mitzvah Sadi, that will not seem to say that the Arba Shomrim is a what? Is a Yisrael Shvidach, like a loan. Unlike Daniel what? A Shomer Aveda, at least in the second Lashon, that says what? That it's a Torah mandated to you. You follow me? So there is a Gemara that indicates to us that the Chiyuvi Arba Shomrim might be disguised as what? Midas. But Rav Shechter pointed out to us there's another Gemara that seems to indicate the other way. That the Chiyuvi of Arba Shomrim is not Torah mandated. It's not Yisrael Shvidach, Jason. But what is it? Torah mandated. What's that riot? How many Avos Nezikin are there? Mishnah in the beginning says 4. Right? Rav Chiya says 13. And Rav Oshia says how many? 24. On Dalet Amud Beis. Who's on that list of 24? Yes. The Arba Shomrim. So the Minchaskinah points out, aha, must be that everything on that list are what? Torah mandated to you be made time. And therefore, that Gemara above a common Armistice on that Bala Rebbe seems to indicate that Yubi Shmir are what? Seems to indicate that Yubi Shmir are what, Michael? Torah mandated. So you have conflicting impressions from two different Gemaras. Gemara by us and Baba Kama seems to indicate that the Chiyuvi of Arba Shomrim are what? Are Torah mandated? And the Gemara by Matzias Sadi Dalamanah seems to indicate that the Chiyuvi Shmira are Yisayus Midas. But Shomer Aveda, though, right, in that second Lashon Gemara, slam dunk that it's what? That it's Torah mandated. And it makes a lot of sense, no? Just give me a simple svara why that would be. To be Mechalitz in the Arba Shomer Aveda. Eight times? Give me a simple swirl. How would you Mechalitz in the Shomer Aveda and the Arba Shomer? Because Arba Shomer, you what? You made a deal, right? You made a deal with the guy. You certainly could see that as being Skyrim Sudash. Shomer Aveda is you pick up a what? You pick up a carpet, right? And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the Torah mandates on you what? Jewish mirror. That's Torah mandated, right? You didn't make a deal with any guy. You're trying to do a Mitzvah Shomer Aveda. So that difference really makes a lot of sense. But this is very critical when you read our Gemara, that we have to read the Gemara in terms of the Mavim Beis and the Zayinah, and we get this place about what? About the Din of what? Shomer Aveda, and also what it means when you're trying to tie this Ganavir, Ba'aveda, it means listening to Zuy. Fine. Excellent. Let's go now. Fight through the Gemara. I'm going to read the Gemara. I want to go. Let's go quick. As I said to a few fellows, the next stop is Rushes, as it's been in this previous stop as well. So I want to try to get through these Rushes quickly. I don't want to skip it. But we want to sound the Haman out by the two dots. It starts moving away from the Rushes, goes into the real lumpness of the Din. But I don't want to skip the Rushes.
So let's go through, because there are so many confusions that emerge in these structures. So I hope you see the Gemara. Let's see the Gemara inside.
Okay? Let's see the Gemara inside. Says the Gemara like this. Not awesome. The Mishnah over there. Where's the Mishnah? Baba Kamen. No? Baba Kamen. Dharma Sikh. Kuf Zayin in the base. Gemara has this Mishnah. Okay? Yeah. Up in the Mishnah. Explicit Mishnah. I'm sorry. It's Kuf Chesim in this. On the bottom of the Yom. Let's go. So not awesome. Heichen Pikdaini. I go over to a guy and say, where is my deposit? Amole eBay. I lost it. Shomer says to me, lost. Mashpiacha ani. Vomer amein. I make him take a shvua. I adjure him to make a shvua. I say, take a shvua about it. And he says, Amar amein. Now, what does amein mean? The Gemara, get it down. The Gemara shvua says, chaptesim basis, kola omer, shvua. Kola omer achar amein. Kemotri shvua mi piv dami. Get it again. Kola omer amein is kemotri shvua mi piv dami. Even though he didn't take the shvua, I say, Harini mashpiyaka, I am adjuring you. Is it really lost? He says, amen. As if he took a shvua. Amen as if he actually said it. I want to just highlight this. Please get it down. There's a famous Gemara in Sukkot. The Daf Yomi just started Sukkot. But the Gemara in Sukkot, and then Dalam and Beis discusses the principle called what? Shomea Keona. What does that mean? Listening is like answering. Correct? Anytime you have a kaf adinyan in lomdus, there are two ways to approach it. What do I mean? Is listening mamish like answering? It's a literal equation, David, or what? It's elastic. There are two ways to be able to do this. You can either save yourself, David, or what? You can either listen. You follow me? Anytime you see a kaf adinyan, you've got to ask yourself. How do you understand? What are the two approaches then? You follow me, David? Is it what? Is it mamish a very literal equation, or is it elastic? Interesting. You know what the Rambam writes? Kola ona amein acher someone's bracha is kemotzi bracha mipiv dami. Rambam writes this in Hilchos Brachos. What does that indicate? What happens if I hear someone say, I kiddush an avdol from a hill, say, Amen? Am I still yotze? Yes or no? Absolutely. So what does the Rambam mean when he says, Amen? The Ketzav Mishnah explains, how does the Rambam normally understand Shomei Kohuna? No? No, it's not as if you what? You said it. It's elastic. You listen and you don't say, you're yotze. But what? Your yotze is on. Because you can be yotze with answering or listening. But listening is not like answering. But when you say amen set, what does it do? Steps it up a level and treats it as if you actually what? You actually said it. So I want you to get that. That's what the Ketzav Mishnah writes in the Rambam. That the Rambam certainly understood Shomei Kohuna as being what? Elastic. Listening is not the same as answering. Granted, you yotze with both. But when you say amen avi, it's if you actually what? It's if you actually said it yourself. And that's exactly what this Mishnah is assuming when you said amen. Okay? You got it? There's another quick detail I just want to mention to you. Get it, please. There's a machlokes Chazon Ish and Beis Halevi. Let's say 10 Kohanim stand up on the bima. Can one Kohen say Yivarech on behalf of the other 9 Kohanim and let them be Yosef through Shomei Kohen? They'll hold up their hands, but they won't say the words. Are you Yosef or not through Shomei Kohen? This is a machlokes the Chazon Ish and the Beis Halevi. What is the machlokes based on? Anytime there is a directive, what is a directive and how Birkas Kohanim should be said? Kol Ram, real loud. Anytime there's a directive and how something must be said, Yaakov, right? Anytime there's a directive and how something should be said, there's no way. If I hold Shomea Ke'ona, if I hold Shomea as literal like Ona, what's the din? I'm not Yosef. Because even if you say what? Yossi. That hearing is like saying, but technically, did you actually say it yourself in a loud, loud voice? Yes or no? No, you didn't. So if you hold like the approach that it's literal, then one Kohen because cannot be mostly the other Kohen. But if you held that what? That it's not literal, Daniel. But if you hold that what? You Yosef either through saying or you Yosef through hearing, If you yotze through hearing, you're not attempting to say that when you hear it as if you said it. So you won't get stuck and say, oh, but did you do it b'kol ram? You found it's a little bit counterintuitive. If you don't show me it's kohona that's literal, that means you're going to get stuck if there's a special detail in how you have to say it. Because you didn't actually say that one. You didn't actually physically do that detail. Therefore, you're not yotze. But if I hold that it's a non-literal version, then I'm never attempting to say it as if I actually was. I actually answer. You follow me? And therefore, if I'm actually what, if I'm never attempting to say that I actually said it, I don't care whether I didn't do it for Korah, because I'm Yotze anyway. You follow what I'm saying? So that's a very good knock to me. I want you to get it, but get it clear, because it's a little bit of counterintuitive. That's what I'm saying, what I mean is, the Rami Norwell Shemek Kohen is what? Listening is not literal like answering. You Yotze is not what Shemek, but it's not a different answer, correct, Ellie? When we say a name, it steps it up a level, and it's he actually said it. That's exactly what's going on here when you say Amen. Yeah, let me real quick. They could, and maybe we would treat as if they actually said it. Could be. Interesting. You're right. If you would say it like that, Rambam, you're right. It would be like that. Oh, you're saying would it mess them up, though, you mean? I mean, once they said Amen, then we got to, I think you'd be yoitz stomp through listening. So you're asking, once you say Amen, then treat as if they said it themselves, but they didn't do it b'korah, so the whole thing should implode. I don't think we would say, take it to that degree. But it's an excellent point. I think it's not your yotze, anyone that's one. That even if they wouldn't have said amen, they would have been yotze. You're not going to say, oh, it's a very good point, Daniel said. Daniel's saying, if you took it to an extreme, when you said amen, as if you actually said it, well, but did you do it for Korah? You did it, so the other guy, nine guys shouldn't be yotze. I don't think we'll take it to that degree, though. You follow me? Excellent. But that'll be a good enough to mean it. Could one coin be mostly another coin? That depends on how you view Shomea Kohona, because any time you deal with a mitzvah that has to be said in a certain way, namely the Koran here, then you're going to get stuck if you attempt to say as if I had actually my listening is one answer. Then I'm going to get stuck. Yeah, real quick, guys.
A
bracha. No, what that means is he said, I'm sure he shot himself on the rock, so I'll be Abba. That's what it means. The Gemara means to say that he never went into Yivarecha straight. He always said the bracha beforehand. That's what it means. No, but I'm saying it's referring to not Shemaya Kohen. It's referring to whenever he duch him, he said a bracha before he duch him, which is another topic for another shir. That's such a great thing. I mean, the Gemara there in the end is talking about different meanings. Chassidus is the Amoraim when I did that, I lived a long life. Nowadays, you ask a guy, he'll say because he jogs or he drank his snaps, right? The Gemara, the Amoraim and the Tanaim say something else. They say because they didn't mean chassidus. So, correct the kasha, what kind of means chassidus? It's a din shukamara. That before you duch him, you say a bracha. That's a different topic of stickle term. Okay. Maybe another time we'll try to answer that kasha. Okay, we got it? That's the chat I'm in. Fine. Let's go fight. Says the Gemara. Let's go. Gemara says like this. He said, lost. Take a shvu about it. He said, yes. They ate him fine later that he ate it. He mamish ate it himself. Meshalim is a piece of steak, but they ate him, eat him also, shachlu. Ate him, testify, ate him. Meshalim is a karen, he must pay karen. He doesn't pay what? Kefal. Why does he only pay karen? He doesn't pay kefal. What's it then? Why is it not toin tanis? Because he didn't claim geneva. Toin tanis, God, you must claim geneva. He didn't claim geneva. He claimed that what? Came to his lost, and they testified that he ate his meshalim is a karen. Okay. Now, I just want to note the following. Let's get this, please. We saw this Rambam Ravin in the beginning of the year. But let's get it now in this context. Rambam said in Perek Dalet Hilchos Geneva, Halacha Yud, Rambam writes, Perek Dalet Hilchos Geneva, Halacha Yud, that a shomer that does Geneva is Chayav Kefal. And the Ravin said it cannot be, he's not Chayav Kefal. So the Magen Mishnah explains that you only find kefal by a shomer by towing down his ganav and you took a shvuah, where it's not similar to what a ganav that pays kefal without a shvuah, because a shomer v'heterev ol yadav. Okay, that's the portion shot we saw again. Nachamol, a shomer that does ganav, what does the Rambam say? Chayav kefal. Ravid said it cannot be. It's not chayav kefal. You only find capable by throwing down the scatter when you threw a shluah. By a stam, ganef pays capable without a shluah, because why? Shomer doesn't pay ganef with capable. Why, David? Because that terev all the other. It came in his hand originally. What that terev? Oh, so if someone can remind me David, you plug in the sand for me? Okay? Can someone remind me what Rabbi Zalman said? What did Rabbi Zalman say? Why is towing time this kind of chayv kevel? Remember we had that even Ozel? We said it was against the Tosos. What did he say the unique element of towing time this kind of was? Someone tell me. The shvua, correct, because what are you lacking? A maisik neighbor. So the shvua compensates for that. Is that correct? That's what Mr. Zalman said. Let me ask you a question here. In this din, according to Mr. Zalman, we assume that what is lacking a maisik neighbor, therefore the deeper makes you chayv in a shvua. Therefore, seems a bit difficult. Why? Because here, what are the Aiden testifying? What are the Aiden testifying here? That he ate it. He did a maisa. He did a maisa. And therefore, if he did a maisa, he should be chayv kefil. Even without a shvuah. That's what the Imri Moshe here asks on what? This is what the Imri Moshe asks on the Rebbe Zalman. Very difficult. Our Gemara said black and white doesn't pay kefil, right? He only pays karen. Why? Didn't he do a maisa, Moshe? The whole point of throwing down his kind of there's no maisa, therefore the shvuah compensates for chayv kefil. Here, even if there would be no shvuah, there's a maisa. Nonetheless, you still see the one. He's not chayv kefil, Eli. You follow me? So this is a very difficult one, kasha, on Rabbi Zalman. This gemara. Okay? Fine. Weiter now. Okay? He did a maisa. How would you respond to say Rabbi Zalman? Like you said, Zevi, I would respond, no. Maybe Rabbi Zalman would say, okay, you're right, but what? In order to be chayav kefil, you still have to make a claim of what? Gneiva. He made a claim that it was what? That it was lost. You follow me? So you can't really ask a kasher Rabbi Zalman from this. Okay? All right. Fine. That's how I would respond to say Rabbi Zalman. All right? Only you're chayav kefil when you actually make the claim gneiva. Okay, Mike, let's go. Hod al piyatzmo. Mishalein Karen v'chaymish v'asham. Let's say you're a shomer and you come and you admit the fact that you stole it. You had lied and you come and you admit al piyatzmo from yourself. You must pay the Karen v'chaymish. What's the chaymish? Fifth, but it really is a what? Really is a four. Okay? And he must bring a what? A korban asham what? Asham gzeilus. You know you say it in the morning, nezom akomer? We should try to say nezom akomer. Asham gzeilus. There are different types of korban asham. One of them is asham gzeilus. This is where you're a shomer, and you come and you testify that you stole. Okay, fine. Just want to mention now the following. What does this mean? This means, please get it down, plus you've gotten the Gemara, is that you were motive before Aiden came in. You were motive that you were the guilty party, you were the god of before Aiden came in. What happens if you admit it after Aiden came in? What's the din? No, you're not going to pay a chomish. No, come on, get it down. The only time you're going to pay a Karen v'chomish in the Korban Ashram is you admitted before Aiden. Mashma that if you admitted after Aiden came in, there would be no chiyuv chomish. However, I wanted you to see the Tosis later on in Bamakama Kuf Chesam and Aleph. Tosis later on at Kuf Chesam and Aleph, the Bramaskul of Bol points out the following, that even if a guy admits after Aiden came in, you are still chayav v'chomish. You are still chayav v'chomish. So, the implication from our Gemara seems to be against places later on at Kufches. And Rashi and Shavuos that I wanted you to see on Memphesim and Optim Rashi Garzinen points out the Feirish that if your Moda after Adam come in, you do not pay a Chomish. So Rashi and Shavuos highlights what emerges from the simple reading of our Gemara. Okay? That if your Moda after Adam come in, you're not Chayav a Chomish. It's against our Tois, against Tois and Kufkas, but that's the Pashuk shot. And in Lomdus, how would you explain this Machlekes? Whether a person's mode after Adam, do you still pay Chomish? The Chomish is only when you admit. So what's the shot? So it could very well be that Rashi holds, Bodas Baldin Kimei Enim Dami, is what? Is what generates a Chiyu Chomish. Why must you pay a Chomish? Because the litigant admitted.
when the litigant admits to it, it's like 180. So Rashi holds, Hodas Baldin.
Shouldn't be chayav on paper, I mean, on public media?
No, one sec, Zevi. So if Hodas Baldin generates the Chomish, can you say Hodas Baldin when Adam come in? No, because Adam already came in already. So Rashi holds, if you admit after the Adam came in, you can't invoke Hodas Baldin from Adam. I mean, that the admission of the litigant is like 180. Right, we mentioned that. Hodas Baldin on Sunday, right? Then Rashi went up to the womb, he gave a marker, Kiyuzet, Samachdal and Mezen Kedushin. So Rashi holds Hodas Baldin is why you pay a Chomish. So Yossi, if it's talking about you admitted after Adam came in, then there's no Chomish, because you don't need Hodas Baldin. What's Tosha's response, Eitan? What's the lowness of Chomish? Please get it. What's Tosha's job? What's the lowness of Chomish? It's a vidui. It's a type of vidui. And if it's a type of vidui, whenever you do vidui, it's fine. We're willing to accept it. And therefore, even if they didn't come in, Daniel, and you admit it afterwards, you are being the misvada. You are going to pay a homish. So maybe it's a machloik is David, what the mechanics of homish is. Is the mechanics of homish that it comes from without falling to the ain't dummy? Or is the mechanics of Chomish come from the fact that you're being misvadah? If it's an issue of being misvadah, we don't care when you're being misvadah. Before they didn't come in or after they didn't come in, you're still being misvadah. So that might be the machlekes. Josh, you got me? That's the lumness of what Chomish, you got me?
Yeah.
Good. Oh, excellent. That's the machlekes. Okay. Yehuda clear? Fine. Viter now. Let's go. Viter to Gemara. Let's go. Says so Gemara like this. Ah. Heichen Pikdaini, I say, where's my deposit? New case. Amalo Nigda says it's stolen. Mashpiachani, take a shvua for Amar, and he does. Amen. Va'edim e'idim also shegundu. The Edim testify that he stole. Mishalim tashvume kefo. He pays tashvume kefo. What's that case? Toin Tanis? Got it. Excellent. Let's get it. Hodim miatzmo. He admits on his own mishalim kerim. Chomish v'ashem. Period. Kitani miya. What does kitani miya always mean? It's taught me a nevertheless, meaning what emerges from that Mishnah. The Toin Tanis Gan, the Mishan Tashlum Mekevel, Ava the Toin Tanis Ibe, Lo Mishan Tashlum Mekevel. Like Zevi pointed out, if you say Toin Tanis Gan, you're caught lying, you're caught Kevel. If you claim it's lost and you're caught lying, you don't pay Kevel. Now, if you Toin Tanis Gan, Bishvu Hud Mishalat, and even Toin Tanis Gan, you only pay Kevel if you took a Shvuah, right? Now, if you Toin Tanis Gan, Bishvu Hud Mishalat Tashlum Mekevel, Ava Shalom Bishvu, and Mishan Tashlum Mekevel. You must take a Shvuah to be caught on a Shvuah. Without the Shvuah, you can't be caught. Does anyone recall we had a scenario that maybe you could be chayav kefil without a shvuah? Someone recall a makkah for me? Dor Sameach. Remember Dor Sameach assumed that Tosfos in Bava Kamma what that? Nun Zayin in Mibes. Correct. According to Dor Sameach, we had a scenario, a construct, where you could be chayav kefil without a shvuah. Correct? Isn't that against this Gemara? Didn't Avi and Jeremy ask me this kasha? Well, what's the answer to your kasha? What was Tosfos talking about there? Bile of what? No. Bile of emo. Bile of emo is different. This is not a case of bile of emo. This is a straight up case. Bile of emo might be different. Or Samantha knows this Mishnah. He's talking about a straight up case. Bile of emo in Tysus was what? That Tysus is a different case of bile of emo. We all discussed bile of emo at great length. This is not bile of emo. Straight up. Okay, let's go by it. Look at Sinai. Oh. Minani Mili. Where did Mishnah get this did? Let's go. Minani Mili. The Tanur Rabbanan. Please get this, okay? I want you to get this. Minani Mili. The Tanur Rabbanan says in Brisa. Imimsa Agana. If you find Agana, okay? It says, if you find Agana, the Toin Tanis Gana across the Medaber. The Pasuk is talking about the category of Toin Tanis Gana. Ata Omer Vitoin Tanis Gana? Is it really referring to Toin Tanis Gana? Or Enuel Vigonim Asmo? Or is it talking about classical Gneva Vigonim Asmo? Kishu Omer. When it says later on in Pasuk Zion, In Lo Yimsa Ganav, that Pasuk Zion is talking between heavy omer, the Bach has the words heavy omer, between time is kind of a custom and dabber. So that Pasuk and Pasuk Zion is talking about Toin time is kind of, so Pasuk Vav also must be talking about what? Toin time is kind of. So this first price assumes that the two Pasukim are talking about the same what? Same topic, correct. Vav and Zion are talking about the same topic. Since Zion is talking about Toin time is kind of, so too is Vav. That's the first price. But please, let's get it. Time you eat up a second brisa. Imimsa agana the god of Atzma custom medaber. Imimsa agana they're talking about the god of himself, classical Geneva. Ata omer the god of Atzma. Is it the ganav itself, or enu el the toin tanis ganav, or is it darimak toin tanis ganav? Well, the question will be kashu omer when it says in posuk zayin im lo yimsa ganav haray toin tanis ganav omer. In posuk zayin, it's talking about what toin tanis ganav ha ma ani mekayim im yimsa ganav. So how will I fulfill the word im yimsa ganav? The ganav atzmo akosu midaber. What does the second price say? That what? That Pasuk Vav is talking about what? Classical Gneva. But Pasuk Zion is talking about what? Toin Tanis Ganav. Which is different than the first price, okay? You have to know it. We can't skim. Well, you have to know how to touch the Gemara. First price says that Vav and Zion are talking about the same topic. Second price says that Zion is talking about what? Toin Tanis Ganav. But Vav is talking about classical Gneva. Now get this down. What type of classical Gneva? It still was talking about the portrait of Toin Tanis Ganav, but what? The Ganav was fine. Correct. Here I was telling the truth. When I said that Vav was talking about classical Ganav, it really wasn't classical Ganav. It was the portrait or construct of Toin Tanis Ganav, but here the Shomer was telling the truth, and they found the Ganav. So it was classical Ganav, but through the prism of the portrait and construct of Toin Tanis Ganav. We got this clear? Please get this. You want to get everything clear. Michael, you got me? When I read the Gemara, I translated it as classical Geneva, but it's not classical Geneva pickpocket. It was the construct of Toin Tanis Ganav, where you found the Ganav, where the Shomer was telling the truth. Oh. So nonetheless, what emerges from both these prices? Take a look. Oh, take a look inside. What do both prices say? Do kuliyam emias. Nevertheless, it all emerges. Im lo yimsa ganav, the toin tanis ganav see. Now everyone agrees that Pasuk Zion was talking about what? Toin tanis ganav. Fine, that's true. Everyone agreed to that. Both prices agreed. Even though they had a difference of what? How to touch Pasuk Vav, but they both agreed that Pasuk Zion was talking about what? Toin tanis ganav. Fine. So the Gemara asks, my mashma. What does my mashma mean? What did you say? How do you know that it's referring to Toin Tanis Ganav? It doesn't say it's the Pharish in the Chumash. So look inside. Amar Rava, in lo yimsa kamasha amar, if you don't find out according to what he claims, the Shomer Chinim claimed it was stolen, but we find out it wasn't like it happened, LSU Atzmo Ganav. He claimed someone else stole it, but he really himself stole it. Then you shalom shnayim, then you pay double. And how do you know the only invoked the din of Toin Tanis Ganav with the Shvua? The son of Nikar Balabais Elohim. So referring to what a Beis Din, right? L'Shvua Ta Omer. L'Shvua. Again, the son of Nikar Balabais Elohim, L'Shvua, right? Ata Omer L'Shvua Leinu L'Din. Oh, now here we have to stop for a moment. What does that mean when it's... Whenever you have in Drushes and Gemara, it gives you the two possibilities. Is it this or this? It's always the first one. So it says here, do you need a shvuah? Is it atonement? The shvuah? I know the din. It's talking about a shvuah. The guy points out it's kind of a table. The din is you need a what? You need a shvuah. But what is the havamina, Chaim, I ask you? What is this havamina, o eno elo the din? What does this mean? This is where we have to what put on our thinking caps. And I want to stress to you, we always got to have our thinking caps on, right? But this is where I want to stress to you, it's all a havamina. It's theoretical. Theoretical. But we have to know kolov. We have to know every line in the shas. This is theoretical because the havamina is slug up and go with shvua, right, Jason? Not enu el din. But what is enu el din referring to? This is the shiloh that we must investigate now. It's amazing. Amazing we have to see this. Okay. Someone read for me the Rashi now. Daniel, read for me the Rashi. I gave you all, I say Kol Rashi, but then I gave you specifically this Rashi. And look at this Rashi. You always got to do all Rashis, of course. Do that Rashi for me, Enuela Dintis. Go ahead. Oh! So what does this mean? Amazing, no? Yeah, does a Shomer Chinam pay for Geneva? What's the din for Shomer Chinam? It's always what? Toin Chavim Shia. Look at that Rashi again. Start the Dibur Maskei again. Oh, Enu El Ledin. Read the read from, oh, again, the Dibur Maskei. Go ahead. Oh, all the Achronim jump up and say, what is going on here? What is the happening in this Gemara to be torn down as kind? Either it's Shavuos Chayav Kefer or Einu El Ladin. What do those words mean, Einu El Ladin? So Rashi teaches that if the Shomer Chinam claims a stone, he must pay Karen. What? Shomer Chinam that what? That has to pay Karen for Gneva? It's a Pella. This is a Pella. That's why I wanted to see, what's that, Debbie? The Marshal on the spot and the Marshal ask. Number one, this is against what we learned earlier in Shir. What's that, Jason? If a Shomer Chinam is chayav to pay Karen, what's the din? Then he can never pay Kefil. Excellent, Noam, right? That was the rule we learned on the Zion of Manala. Right? That if you're caught lying and get off the hook completely, then what? You have to be chayav Kefil. But if you have to pay Karen, right, that was a bias kashan of Yosef and the Zion of Manala. So first of all, if you see a Shomer Chinam, what, has to pay for Kneva? So it's mamish what? They ask a kasha. Then if he's not going to be putter, Kevishul and Nifter, he shouldn't be chayav Kefil. He's caught lying, a Shomer Chinam. Let's say Shomer Chinam's caught lying that it was stolen. He should be chayav Kefil. He's got to take care of it anyway. Breaks all the rules. That's number one. Number two, the Maharam points out, a Shomer Chinam, we know it's not chayav in Gnev and Aveda. So we're chayav in Pshiyah. And if that would be the case, you can add on number three. That would be the case that a Shomer Chinam would be chayav in Gnev and Aveda. Why did the Torah specify the chiyuv of Gnev and Aveda by who? By a Shomer Sachar. Let the Torah put it by what? Shomer Chinam. You learn how to kosher cane, no? That's like a third kasha. You follow me? Torah specifically says the name of the Chayim for Shomer Sachar. So Shomer Chinam with the Chayim and Gnevin Aveda, let the Torah write it there. By a Shomer Chinam. Shomer Chinam's Chayim and Gnevin Aveda, sure Shomer Sachar's Chayim, right? Those are three kashas on Rashi. We got to score. Number one, it's against the rule in Zion. To be Chayim Kevin, you have to be Punter and Karen. Here we're saying Chayim Kevin. Number two, we know this thing is not true. Shomer Chinam is not chayav for Gnevin. Right, Daniel, right? And number three, what? If it would be, then the Torah should have stated it by a Shomer Chinam. Oh. So, we have to save this Rashi. What's Pshat in Rashi? What's Pshat in the Gemara? Ain't well lived in. Oh. So the Maharshal and the Maharam explain the following. There is a Rashi in Bava Metzia. I didn't give it to you, but I want you to take a look at it tonight if you get a chance. It's on Mem Aleph from the base, where Rashi explains in Bava Metzia. Rashi explains in Bava Metzia that if he comes in the base and he claims it was stolen, he's chayv miyad the kefil, and he doesn't need a shvur. He doesn't need a shvur to be chayv and kefil. That's what Rashi says in Bava Metzia. You follow me? That the Shomer Chinam makes a claim that it was stolen, he's caught lying, the Eidim came in, he'll be chayav kefil even without a what? Even without a shvur. That's what Rashi writes in Bava Metzia and the Aleph from Beis. So the Maharshal and the Maharam want to say that Rashi here means the same thing as he meant in Bava Metzia. Kiva, you follow me? Rashi here meant the same as he meant in Bava Metzia, meaning to say what? When Rashi says the Shomer Chinam makes a claim, Nigdava, he has to pay. What does that mean? Get it down. What does that mean, he must pay? He must pay Kefil, even though he didn't take a shvur. When Rashi says, Daniel, you read the Rashi so nicely. When Rashi says, Yishalem, what does he mean? Get that down in your notes. What does it mean, Kefil it means? It means he made the claim without taking a shvur, and the Gemara's the Gemara is presenting a second approach. Oh, Einu El Ladin. Maybe it's not just Shvur. First approach is Shvur to be Chayav Kefil. Second approach is maybe just a tiny alone would be Chayav Kefil without a Shvur. That's what Rashi in fact says in Bava Metzia that favors on the Maharam Foundation. Once you have the Rashi in Bava Metzia, maybe we can plug that into what our Rashi means. How would you interpolate our Rashi when he says what, Jason? Kefil. What he says, Yishalem, what does he mean? Not Karen, he means what? Kefil. He made the claim that it was stolen, he was caught immediately lying, and therefore he's chayav what? He's chayav kefil. Okay, it's possible. The truth is, I don't get that impression from Rashi. Do you, Daniel? When he says Yishalem, you get the impression you have to pay Karen. But that's nonetheless what the Maharam and the Maharshal want to say Pshat Rashi. Kiva, you got me? That's jiving Rashi and Bava Metzia with our Rashi. Okay, fine. The Chiddush. The Pnei Yoshua says dead wrong. The Pnei Yoshua says for sure it cannot be like Rashi and Bum Mitzvah. He says it is absolutely wrong, and he says we have to interpret the Rashi literally like we have, that the Havamin is you pay Karen if it was stolen. So the Pnei Yoshua argues on the premise, on the answer of the Marshal and the Maharan. Okay? He says this Rashi and Bava and Kamar Rashi must be treated differently and cannot be treated like Rashi and Bava Mitzvah. Okay. Nonetheless, the Maharsha himself continues. The Maharsha himself continues, and in his Maskana he gives a different shot in Rashi. He explains also that Rashi is not like Rashi and Bava Mitzvah. But he says the following. Please get this. That if the Shomer Chinam Yaakov claims that it was stolen, he must pay Karen. He must absolutely pay Karen. If he claims that it was stolen, he must pay Karen, the Shomer Chinam. Vafal P came, if Aiden come and say he's the Ganav, he must pay what? Kaful. It's like a 1-2 punch. Like we don't boxing. It's a Kabbalah. You can't box. It's a Kabbalah. But there were a lot of Yiddim in the early century that were boxers, right? Barney Ross, the Yiddish Kabbalah boxer. It's like a 1-2 punch, right? What was the 1-2 punch? If a Shomer Chinam claims it was stolen, he pays Karen, right? And if he's caught that he was the God of Moshe, he pays what? Kaful. That's why it's a 1-2 punch. Karen or Kaful? First, right? The jab is the capel, and then the right hook is the what? Is the what? Is the capel. That's what the Maharsha writes here. This is what the Maharsha writes here. Oh, 1 second. And the Maharsha writes, this is what you have to read Rashi. Daniel, when he says Yishal, he meant Karen. But if Adim come and pay, Yechayv to what? Yechayv to pay capel. This is what the Maharsha says. Shot in what? Shot in Rashi. Okay? Oh, 1 second. 1 second. Now, what emerges from this Maharsha? What emerges from this Maharsha? Okay? The Maharsha writes, please get this. He was bothered by how on earth could you be chayiv kaful for toin tainis ganav without a shvuah? Because how can you develop that construct? Because if that would be the case, if you are nailed with kaful, just a claim alone, sure should be able to learn how to kol shekein for classical gedeva. Please get that down. The Maharsha writes, how can you talk about a scenario where you are chayiv what? Where you are chayiv kaful for what? For your claim alone without a shvuah. If that would be the case, if you're chayav kaful for a claim alone, so certainly you're chayav for what? Mamash being a pickpocket. If you're chayav for your divor, for your claim, certainly you're chayav for what? Being a pickpocket. So why would there be a need to have two separate partials? The partial of classical geneva and the partial of toin tainis ganav. You can learn how to kol shekein. That was what the Maharsha was very bothered by. Oh, that's what he was very bothered by. And the sugya what? Clearly, in our sugya, clearly claims there are two separate partials. Okay? That there are two separate partials. Our sugya is clear that the whole time you need a partial of ganav atzmo is because why? What's the whole reason why you need the partial of ganav atzmo, classical geneva? Because you couldn't buy her not for 20 times ganav, because the only reason why 20 times ganav is high about it because of what? Because of the shrewd. So that makes a classical ganav much different. If you wanted to claim that a toin tainis ganav was chayvi without a shvuah, then why do you need classical geneva? We're not a kol shekein, right? Oh. That's what the Maharsha. So the Maharsha concludes this chiddush in Rashi. Okay? That according to the Havamina, the Maharsha learns that you're chayiv kaful, and you're chayiv to pay karen though if you were not caught. But if you were caught that you were the ganav, you'll be chayiv kaful even without a shvuah. Okay? Now, what's the difficulty with the Maharsha? What's the difficulty with the Maharsha?
What's the difficulty with the marsha? The way he develops what we just said. But aren't you going to be chayav kefil again, Jack, about what? About a shmua, right? So aren't you going to get stuck again? His whole problem was is that you have to always be chayav, 20 times chayav with a shmua. Otherwise, if 20 times chayav with the tain alone, then what? Then you could learn how to kosher in the classical Kaneva. So the marsha gives a punch in Rashi, the 1-2 punch. Shkoyev, the 1-2 punch. And that number 2 punch, you're chayav kefil, but you're chayav kefil again without a shmua. So what's the pshat? Oh, so what's the pshat? One second, Zeb. So what's the pshat? Oh, so the pshat must be the following. You want to say it's different? Why, Debbie? Why is it different?
Because...
Why is it different?
Initially here, you're chayav even without Edom coming. Karen, in the case of Geneva, you claim someone else stole something. You're not chayav automatically.
In other words, similar to what you're saying. In other words, what's the pshat here? In other words, you can only learn a kavachomer if what? If it's under the rubric of what? Of Gnevis, of thieveries. But here's the reason why you're chayav is because of chiyuve what? Chiyuve shmira. And if you're chayav because of chiyuve shmira, there's no shaykes to learn out of kavachomer to a god of mamish, who's not a getter of a shomer. Therefore, the marshal learns, please get this. Daniel. When a shomer chiyuve is chayav carrying on Gneva, what's the pshat? What's the pshat? Not because why? Because he's a Ganim, excellent Noam. It's because he's a what? He's a Shomer that has a special Chiyuv in the Torah. And therefore, because it's a Chiyuv in Shemira, you can't learn a Kosher Kain to what classical Geneva? This is what the Marsha learns. In other words, again, Yossi, the Marsha learned is a 1-2 punch. You're kind of capable with just one claim alone. If you're caught, right? If you're not caught, you're kind of carried. That's right, it's a 1-2 point. Brekka kasha, what do you mean? If your guy is capable without a shmua, you're back to the marshal's own kasha. Then you should be making a kosher kain to classical Geneva. The answer is no. If your guy is capable of the time alone, that's because it's the chiyuv of a shomer, not because of Geneva. And therefore, because it's not a Geneva, you cannot make a simple kosher kain to classical Geneva. This is what the marshal held. You follow me? This is a second shot, Rashi. First was who? The Maharam and the Marshal reading Rashi by us in accordance with Rashi above Matziah. Second shot is the Marshal with a very interesting construct. The 1-2 punch of what? Karenim and Cable. But isn't that against the whole Marshal's kasha? No! Because it's of the new Mechayim of Chiyuv Shmira. This is the shot. Not because he's a Ganeth. It's because of a Ganeth and you have that kosher king. But the Cable is a new Chiyuv Nechudash of Chiyuv Shomer. Therefore, you cannot learn such a kavachomer. Oh. Fine. However, there is a third shot. The Pnei Yoshua. The Pnei Yoshua is a third shot, Rashi. And the Pnei Yoshua asks on the Marsha. What does he ask on the Marsha? He says that kachel. He doesn't buy this chiluk. He says it's a kosher king. I mean, the whole Marsha's construct is what? You can be chayav kefil even without a shvua. Rektakash, you can be chayav kefil even without a shvua, with a tain alone, kol shekin with classical Geneva, shvukai, why didn't you just separate parshas? There's the kasha that we said, the marsha asks. The Pnei Yoshua asks on the marsha. He doesn't buy our fancy chiyuv zevi, of chiyuv shmir as opposed to what? A chiyuv mechudas which is opposed to God. He says it's all Geneva anyway. Why? Why does the Pnei Yoshua not buy this? Because what does he hold? What does he hold? Sof kol sof. Aren't you stealing? Sof kol sof. You are stealing. You're being mild in the pikudim yourself. You're hiding it for yourself. You should be called a ganav, no, Daniel? Sof kol sof, the Pnei Yoshua says, if you're a shomer chinam that says it was stolen, you are somewhat of a ganav. You're a ganav by any dibor. Let it be learned a kol shekin, the class of Geneva. He doesn't buy that it's a chiyuv mechudas of shomer. That's the nekuda, the machlokes between the Pnei Yoshua and the Marsha. A shomer chiyuv that claims Geneva without a shvua to be chayav eitan, do you classify that lomdus as a chiyuv mechudas of shomer, or do you classify that as what? As a shame ganav. If it's a shame ganav, then you can make a kol shekin. Why do you need a special parsha of class of Geneva? That's what the Pnei Yoshua learns. Marsha says no.
Marsha says, not that way. The Marsha says that the special Chiyuv Chadash of Shomrim and classical gazing is different. You cannot learn out of Kabbalah. Oh, so because the Pnei Yeshua is Kasher Jeremy, so what does the Pnei Yeshua say in Rashi? Third shot. No, we need a third shot now. I said the third shot is the Pnei Yeshua. I introduced this, why he doesn't like the Marsha. So what taka does he himself say in Rashi? Get it down. Says the Pnei Yeshua, he was Sholech Boyad. The Shomer Chiyuv is not allowed to touch the basketball to practice his basketball. To practice his dribbling. He's allowed to just touch it. He's allowed to just look at it, not touch it. In fact, there's a Machlokes B'Sham Bissul, we learned last term Kedushin. Can he even what? Can he even think about it? Choshev, we spoke out of the Kodok. Mishnah Bom Metzia. How do we interpret Choshev? This is according to Rashi and Tosis in most places. Dibor, you have to talk about it. Remember we had Stirin Rashi, sometimes Choshev means Dibor, sometimes it really means Machshava. Stirin Rashi, as we pointed out. Of course, the one she didn't even can't even think about dribbling. You want to practice your dribbling. Right? Yes, you got to go with your right hand. You're a lefty, right? You got to practice your right hand, even thinking about it. Are you chayiv or not? Are you chayiv? But steering rashes. We have an apostle like Miss Hillel that what? That you have to actually touch. You have to actually touch and dribble. Okay? But what I want to bring out is the following. What is the Pnei Yeshua saying, Rashi Yaakov? That what? You chayiv kefil because you shalef boyad. If you're Shalech Boyad, and then you are what? And then you are caught as the Ganef, then you're Chayav Kefil. It's not talking about what? Towing Tanis Ganef, and it was found that you stole it in your Rishus. Okay? Minimsav Rishusav. Meaning, according to the Marsha, according to the Yeshua, what's the pshat in Einu Elu Adin in the Gemara? What's the pshat? Einu Elu Adin. Towing Tanis Ganef, so either Chayav with the Shvur or Einu Elu Adin. What's Einu Elu Adin mean? With Shlichus Yad. Is it Shlichus Yad? That's the only way your Chayav came. Is it either a Shvur or is it Shlichus Yad? That has nothing to do with Towing Tanis Ganef. So there are three approaches to touch the word Einu Elu Adin. Nachamol, in Rashi. First from Mazu, Marshal Maram. Reading Rashi in accordance with Bumasi, which meant what? Einu Elu Adin meant not that it was a Shvur that's Bechayav and capable. But maybe it's what? What's the shot? It's not referring to what? Shavuot being chayiv and capable. It's referring to something else. It's referring to a Shomer Chinam being chayiv and what? Chayiv and Karen if he what? If he admits that he's chayiv to what? If he admits that he's chayiv to what? Chayiv to pay. Correct? If he admits that he's chayiv to pay. That's how Rashi wants to say it, Lamaisa. That's what the Marshal and the Maharam want to say. That if he makes a claim, he's chayiv capable. That's how you have to read the Rashi in accordance to what the Maharam want to say. Like Rashi says in Bav Metzia. What does Rashi say in Bav Metzia? You're chayav kefil alone with what? With a taina, and you don't need what? You don't need a shvur. How do you read that in, Daniel? So our Rashi? Yishalim means kefil. Excellent. That was the first way we said shak Rashi. Second way? Marsha, which said what? The 1-2 punch. You read Rashi literally, not like Rashi above the Shia, that you're chayav Karen, Kneva, pure Shomer Chinam, if you admit, and if Adam finds you, you're chayav what? Kefil. But we said, isn't that against the Marsha himself? You're chayav Kefil without a shvur. Can't you learn out the classical Kneva from that? You're chayav on a deeper alone with the Taina. How much worse you should be chayav on classical Kneva? Why do you need a separate parsha? It must be. Now, when it comes to a Taina, one has to use your Shmira. Classical Kneva is Kneva. Pnei Yeshua asks them that says that's dead wrong. He says it's all Gneve anyway. So it's all Gneve anyway. You should learn our classical Gneve from there. Why didn't this up with Parsha? Because of that, the Pnei Yeshua argues and offers a third shot. What's that third shot? Talking about Shlichus Yad. You're kind of capable when you do Shlichus Yad. That's what the Pnei Yeshua wants to say in Rashi. Also, when you say Yishalim according to Pnei Yeshua, what are you going to have to say? When Rashi says Yishalim, what are you going to have to say, Daniel? Capable also. You just got to write in the side of your page. That part of the Yeshua is asking you to do shot. So after it's all said and done, if I'd ask you which one of the three is the simplest shot in Rashi, what would you say? Pnei Yeshua? I would have said the Marsha. Because when Rashi says Yishalim, like Daniel read it, when he read it so beautifully, it means Karen. Only according to the Marsha's shot does it mean what? Does it mean Karen? Even though the Marsha has a second tier that you're caught by, you're also chayav keifa. So out of the three, I would have said like the Marsha. But I want you to get this. But as I stress, one second, F, okay? This is all in a what? A hava mina, which we know whole life. Let's just see the next line. Back to the Gemara. Okay? Please get this. You got to get this. I give it to you in the beginning. What was the hava mina of Eduel within? Three shot. All a hava mina. Because what are we passing? Like the Gemara says here. Oh. Nemar shlichas yad lamatam and nemar shlichas yad lamalah. Ma'ala halam b'shvua af kam l'shvua. Period. It's a gzera shava. What's the clincher? Says shlichas yad by shomer sachar. Says shlichas yad by what? Shomer chinam. And what is the shvua there? Remember we said there are three shvuas ha-shomrim? What was one of the three? Shalosh shalachti bo yad. So just like by a shomer sachar there's a shvua, so too by a shomer chinam there's a shvua. And in order for a torn down of kam v'chayim kefal zak, what must you need? A shvua. That's the clincher, this Gzeres Shavah. So that Eino Eladin is all a Havamina. All a Havamina. Okay. Let's close with something Halacha, very quickly.
Coming towards the start of Leviticus of Rosh Hashanah, I just want to mention the following quickly, and then we'll close. It
says in the Gemara Yumin on Pei Aleph that there is a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. In fact, the Gemara says anyone who eats on Erev Yom Kippur is if he actually fasted on the 9th and the 10th day of Tishrei. Mr. Brewer points out very beautifully, based on the Mishnah of us, Lafum Sara Agra, what's easier to do, eat or fast? Eat, of course, right? However, if you eat on the 9th day, Eliezer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats it as if you were actually fasted. And you need much more effort to fast than to eat. So if we eat on Erev Yom Kippur to fulfill this mitzvah, Hashem treats as if you fasted. And therefore, since more effort is needed to fast, we get more reward from the Eishter, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Got me? Oh.
Therefore, there is a mitzvah in Erev Yom Kippur. And there are two approaches to view this din in Lomus. One approach is the reason why there's a mitzvah in Erev Yom Kippur, and it's Hachana for the fast. Hachana L'tanis. Hashem wants to be able to fast. Well, therefore, there's a special mitzvah in Erev Yom Kippur. Or no! Maybe the mitzvah in Erev Yom Kippur sets up what we call a mitzvah Yom Kippur. It's a partial Yom Kippur. Partial Yom Kippur. My nafkamin. I want to give you numerous nafkaminis, and we'll close with that. Number one nafkamin. When does the mitzvah, when is Yom Kippur this year? Monday, I believe, no? Yes. Sunday night, Monday. That means, when does the mitzvah of eating an Erev Yom Kippur begin? Does it begin Saturday night or Sunday morning? If you assume it's a what hachana, then it's mistabra, it would only begin Monday morning. Sunday morning.
Monday morning is Yom Kippur.
If you hold that it's a special yontif, or partial yontif, Pinchas, when does the halachic day begin?
At night. So the mitzvah would begin to eat, of eating would begin on Saturday night. One very clear napkin.
Number two, Rebbe Kivager writes in the Chubis, are women mechuyiv in this mitzvah? If it's a notion of preparing for the fast, they're mechuyiv the fast. So too, they're mechuyiv the ones preparing for the fast. They would have to eat. If you hold it to partial yontif, the mitzvah sesheshiv is man groma. It's on the calendaric day. Any calendaric day mitzvah sesheshiv is man groma, women are pata groma. They would be pata. Number three, during your suit of mafsekis, would you have lechem mishnah? We try to have lechem mishnah. If it's a partial yontif, why not? If it's just a chana, there's no chiyuv to have a lechem mishnah.
Number four, do we say a lot of sleepiness or a little bit of sleepiness on Erev Yom Kippur? Our minhag is a miut of sleepiness. There are some communities, minority, that say a lot of sleepiness. In German Jewish community, they say a lot of sleepiness on Erev Yom Kippur, even more than Erev Rosh Hashanah. If you hold it to partial yontif, you're going to minimize sleepiness. If you hold it to part of the fast day, you should elevate the amount of sleepiness. Fifth nafkamina. Let's say someone medically is not fasting for medical reasons. Does he have a mitzvah to eat an Erev Yom Kippur? If it's a chana, then no, it's not fasting. There's no such mitzvah for him. If you hold it to partial yontif, then yes. Then without a doubt. That was the fifth nafkamina, meaning, correct? Or was that six? And number, what? Number six. He happens to come out on Shabbos there, would you say, Sikach Tzedek? Sikach Tzedek is always what? Like Tachanu. The mincha before Erev Yom Kippur. Usually a mincha before partially Yom Tov, you don't say Tachanun. If you hold the Tachanun, then you would sin. If you hold the sinner partially yonder, then you would not sin. So we're basically machmir for both opinions. Namely, you should be machmir starting Saturday night. They say from the Brisker Rub, he always kept candy in his mouth the whole day, fulfilled in mitzvah. So we're machmir, we should be machmir regarding that. In Stoma, we be machmir, women too. We do say Zikach to Sedek, so we're machmir, so it's kind of like we take the Chumrah of both approaches. Lechemishnu, maybe you should be machmir, how hard it is on Lechemishnu, exactly Eliezer. But I want you to note this thing of Erev Yom Kippur, and how crucial is and the Nachyamin is that emerged from it. Okay, everyone have a good day. Gods are over. Tomorrow we go right to the Gemara. Okay, I'll give you more Marvel.